The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 12, Text Number 6, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on November 1st, 2012, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sa.
Sa.
Abhijata.
Sutai
evam pratyakhyata anusha sanai krodham dravishaham jatam niyantam upachakrame Sovadyata sutairevam Pratyakyatanashashanai Krodhang durvishaham jatam Niyatam upachakrame So vadyata sutairevam pratyakyata nushasanai krodhang durvishaham jatam niyatam upachakrame saha
hi
brahma Avajhata,
thus being disrespected,
Sutai,
by the sons,
Evam,
thus,
Pakyakyata, refusing to obey. Anushashanai,
the order of their father.
Krodham,
anger.
Durvishaham,
too much to be tolerated.
Jatam,
thus generated.
Niyantum,
to control.
Upachakrame,
tried his best.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
On the refusal of the sons to obey the order of their father, there was much anger generated in the mind of Brahma, which he tried to control and not express. Purport. Brahma is the director in charge of the mode of passion of material nature. Therefore, it was natural for him to become angry on the refusal of his sons to obey his order. Although the Kumaras were right in such acts of refusal, Brahma, being absorbed in the mode of passion, could not check his passionate anger. He did not express it, however, because he knew that his sons were far enlightened in spiritual advancement, and thus he should not express his anger before them.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatal Parakamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha
Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Bhadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shivishakandvitam Shcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So, what lesson can we derive from this verse? If someone is enlightened in spiritual advancement, even if you're angry, you shouldn't say it. They were properly situated, these boys. And Brahmanu, these sons are actually great enlightened sages. So even though I'm feeling great anger within myself, I should control it, I shouldn't express it. So this is a very good lesson for us. Those of us who have ever been angry, any of you ever been angry before? Yeah? You've had some anger problem.
Yeah.
For those of us who sometimes have anger problems, this is a first class lesson. Keep your anger within yourself. Don't express it. It's called checking your anger. This is one of the symptoms of a guru. Vachovegam, krodavegam, jivavegam, mudaropastavegam. He can control his mind, he can control his anger, he can control his words. So anyone who wants to become a transcendentalist, they must learn how to conquer anger.
Very,
very, very important. So where does anger come from? We learned about it just the other day. And it comes after frustration. You wanted something, but you didn't get it. And now you're angry. So, how to come to a place where we are free of anger? It's actually very simple. Don't desire anything for yourself. Only desire for
Krishna.
I simply want to please Krishna in all circumstances. Whatever may come to me, it may be good, it may be bad, it may be beautiful, it may be ugly, it may be great fortune, it may be great misfortune. Whatever comes to me, let me simply accept it as the mercy of Krishna and offer myself as his servant in that situation. In this way, anger can be conquered. This is called Brahma-Bhuta consciousness. or Krishna consciousness. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakangshati Samaksraveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. One who is thus transcendently situated becomes established in Brahma Bhuta consciousness and relishes great happiness. He doesn't hanker for anything. He doesn't lament about anything. He sees all living entities equally as Krishna's parts and parcels. And in that state, madbhaktim labhate param, in that state he attains pure devotional service unto me. So we should strive, it's called sama or equanimity. See everything as the mercy of Krishna. And that way you'll never be angry. It's also described in Bhagavad Gita verses 2, 62, and 63. Sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodu vijayate, krodat bhavati sang maha, sang mohit smriti vibrama, smriti brangshat buddhi nasho, buddhi nashat pranashati. While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person becomes attached to them. From such attachment, lust develops. From lust comes anger. From anger comes bewilderment of memory. From bewilderment of memory, intelligence is lost. When intelligence is lost, one falls down again to the material pool.
Domājot par maņu objektiem, cilvēks pieķers tiem. No pieķeršanās rodas iekāri, un no iekāres rodas dusmas. Dusmas rada galīgus maldus, un maldi aptumšo atmiņu. Kad atmiņa ir aptumšota, zūd saprāts. Un kad zūd saprāts, tad cilvēks no jauna krīt materiālās pasaules atvarā.
So the key is don't contemplate objects of sense gratification.
Un tā būtība ir neapceriet savus maņu objektus, ar kuriem apvienāt savus maņus.
That's how you nip it in the bud. Nip it in the bud, you know, that's one of those American the sayings. You can... When something is first starting to come, you immediately stop it then, and then now you're protected that way. For example, let's say you see a beautiful woman. So you could start contemplating her wonderful beauty, you see. So-called wonderful beauty. And you become very attached. Oh, wow, I'd like to ask her out for a date. And then you find out she already has a boyfriend. And you become very, very angry. I'm going to get that guy. You know, this is an example. Of course, we don't. This is what karmis do. Devotees don't do this stuff. But this is very common in the karmic world. You know, you see a girl in the Western country. You see a girl, you invite her out for a date. She's already got a boyfriend, and now you're angry. You want to think how you can get that guy. You know. So it all began by contemplating the objects of the senses. If you hadn't meditated on that beautiful girl, you wouldn't have gotten into the anger, you see. If you had just meditated on Krishna, you had a cool brain, you see. So that's really the way to you know, head off anger, the past, another one you can't translate. That's the way to prevent anger from ever happening. Always be contemplating Krishna.
Un lai izvairītos no tā, ka novērst to, ka vispār parādās dusmas, vienmēr ir jāatcer Krišna.
Don't see the objects of this world as enjoyable by you.
Neredziet objektus šajā pasaulē kā tādus, kas domāti jūsu baudīšanai.
See everything is enjoyable by Krishna.
Redziet, ka viss ir domāts Krišnas baudē.
And then you'll never get angry. Anger comes when I see something in this world as enjoyable by me. And then when I don't get to enjoy it, I become angry. So the point is, if I'm Krishna conscious, I'll never get angry. However, there is also what is called spiritual anger. If someone blasphemes
Krishna,
then I should get angry, you see. That's not for myself, that's for Krishna's sake. A devotee has transcendental anger. He is angry that they're killing the cow. He's extremely angry they're killing all these babies. He's angry that how much they're abusing the women. Turning them into prostitutes. So therefore he dedicates his life for preaching Krishna consciousness. So that's how you can channel anger very nicely. Become very, very angry at the materialistic civilization. Not by becoming a terrorist and blowing up airplanes, but by pushing forward Krishna consciousness movement with great determination. This is the order of Srila Prabhupada. He told us that we should become Digvijay Pandits. Do you know what is Digvijay Pandit? It means one who can conquer in all directions. And Prabhupada told us that you go village to village. City to city. Town to town. And you declare there is God. God exists.
Dievs pastāv.
And I can prove there is God.
Un es varu pierādīt, ka Dievs ir.
Who are you who say there is no God? Come on.
Kas, kur ir tie, kas saka, nav Dieva? Panāciet šurp.
That is Digvijay, you see.
Tas ir Digvijay.
So in this way we channel our anger, you see.
Tādā veidā mēs novirzām savas dusmas.
Prabhupada told us, the more you kick Dharma in the face, the more you make spiritual advancement. So use your anger against the atheists. Charles Darwin, Stephen Hawking, etc. Use your anger against these rascals. And this is called divine anger. If you utilize the anger propensity against the demons, then you will not become a victim of mundane anger.
Un ja jūs izmantosiet savas dusmas, savas spējas dusmoties pret dēmoniem, tad jūs nekad nekļūsiet par parastu dusmu upuri.
This is why Srila Prabhupada says the best way to conquer your mind is to preach against the atheists.
Un tāpēc Srila Prabhupada saka, ka labākais veids, kā pakļaut savu prātu, ir studināt pret ateistiem.
It's so easy to conquer our own minds and we preach against the atheists and the impersonalists.
Un ir tik viegli pakļaut savu prāti, mēs studinām pret ateistiem un impersonalistiem.
So that's why we encourage everyone to become a preacher.
Tāpēc mēs aicinām ikvienu kļūt par sludinātāju.
Everyone distribute books.
Ikvienu izplatīt grāmatas.
Because the more you go out and preach and give Krishna consciousness to others, your own mind becomes very easy to conquer.
Tāpēc, ka jo vairāk jūs iziet ārā un dodat Krišnas apziņu citiem, jo vairāk jūs prāts tiek savaldīts.
We can ask now for questions.
Mēs jautājām par jautājumiem. There were two quotes from the last two purports. And in one, it is said that the Lord helps living beings to glide down in the lowest point.
That's right.
And chapter 4, that living entities were destined to ignorance by the will of the Lord.
Yes.
So how it seems like a contradiction. In one, it's a will of living entities, and in the other, it's a will of the Lord. Divi citāti. Vienā tiek teikts, ka kungs palīdz dzīvajām būtnēm nonākt uz zemāko punktu. Un otrajā ir teikts, ka pateicoties dēļ kunga vēlmes, dzīvās dvēseles ir nolemtas.
The answer is in the part you didn't highlight. The Lord gives them a chance to see if he is happy by misusing his independence.
Dievs dod iespēju viņiem redzēt, vai viņi ir laimīgi izmantojot, nepareizi izmantojot savu neatkarību.
Krishna, I want to enjoy separately.
Krishna, es vēlos neatkarīgi baudīt.
Krishna doesn't convince the living, no, you stay here and serve me, you'll be much happier.
Un Krishna cenšas pārliecināt, nē, paliec šeit, un tu būsi daudz laimīgāks.
No, Krishna, I want to enjoy separately.
Nē, es gribu Krishna baudīt atsevišķi.
Alright, says, alright, then go ahead, take it. I give you material enjoyment.
Labi, tad ej un baudi, es tev došu materiālās baudas.
8,400,000 different varieties of material enjoyment.
8,400,000 dažādas formas.
You weren't convinced by my telling you that's not worth it, so now go ahead and experience it, and that will convince you.
Un ja tev nepārliecina tas, ka es tev saku, tad ej un pats pārliecinies par to.
We call this, in American idiom, the school of hard knocks.
Un Amerikā mēs to saucam par tādus smagos sitiem skolu.
So if you can't take the words of Krishna, the advice of Krishna not to come here to stay in his abode, you're determined, all right, then go to the enroll in the school of hard knocks.
Jā, un ja tu nevēlies, tad būt šeit, šajā mājvietā, tad doties uz skolu, spēcīgo sitiem skolu.
8,400,000 varieties of hard knocks.
8,400,000 dažādu veidu sitiem.
And that, hopefully, you'll be convinced after going through them, is it?
Un cerams, ka izejot cauri visām tām formām, tas tev pārliecinās.
So does that answer your question?
No.
All right.
Because how to properly understand that the term, that will of the Lord, so it is said it's the will of the Lord, destined to ignorance by the will of the Lord.
Yes. He because you want it so badly, then he wants that you should experience it so you can get out of your system.
So the will of the Lord comes only after a living being has expressed
because the living entity wants to enjoy separately, then the Lord wills him to go ahead and get it and learn by experiencing
it
afterwards. Yeah.
Only then,
because the living entity, he wants it. Not that the Lord wills for someone to fall down. After the living entity wants to fall down, the Lord wills then that he should experience it in such a way that he'll come back as soon as possible.
Tad es jautāju, bet šeit ir teiks, ka saskaņā ar kunga gribu dzīvā būtne pakļaut neziņai. Skolotājs skaidro, ka vispirms ir dzīvās būtnes griba, un tikai tad, kad dzīvā būtne uzstājus šo savu vēlmi, tikai tad kungs izpauž savu gribu saskaņā ar kuru, tad šīs iespējas tiek nodrošinātas. Thank you.
Questions, man? Yeah.
Tādi brahmaru mums bija viens skolotājs, un viņi pārņēma dūsmas, un tās bija tikai materiāls vai garīgas dūsmas.
Brahma is our spiritual master, and he was overcome by this anger. This anger was spiritual or material?
If what?
That anger was spiritual.
Which
or
kind of anger?
Anger of Brahma. Brahma.
Oh, Brahma. It's actually material anger, yeah. That's why he checked it.
Tas ir materiālās dosmas, tāpēc viņš tās savaldīja.
Brahmā knew it was wrong.
Brahmā zināja, ka viņi jau
kāpēc. Because he knows these boys are great sages and they've done the right thing, so I shouldn't be angry. He knew it was material, that's why he checked it.
Viņš zināja, ka tie ir diženi gudrie viņa dēli un tāpēc, un ka viņiem ir taisnība un tāpēc, un ka viņš tāpēc nedrīkst izpaust savas dosmas.
Next question.
Es esmu novērojis, kad brīžos, kad es jau esmu izgāzies sajūtot tas materiālās dosmas centienis apspiest tikai kaut ko, izraist kaut ko līdzīgi, ka viņas tā kā nepazūd, bet viņas savācās kaut kādā citā traukā, kas tad iespēja tām izpausties vēlāk, vēl spēcīgāk un kā no tā izvairīties.
I have noticed, when I have expressed my material anger and tried to suppress it, then I've noticed that it takes some other forms, and
that's what happened. That's all happened to Brahmā also. In the next verse tomorrow, we'll read about it took another form. He suppressed his anger, but then took the form of Lord Shiva coming out of his forehead.
Viņš apspied savas dosmas, bet tās iznāca kā kungs Šīva no viņa pieres.
So continue with your question.
Yeah, and what the question is, so I have noticed that, and later it if I try to suppress my anger, then later it turns even in the worse situation. What to do?
Okay. The trick is put yourself, your brain, or your consciousness in such a place that you won't ever get angry to begin with. That's the key.
Atbildi ir novietojiet, panāciet, izdariet tā, lai jūs apziņa atrastos tādā stāvoklī, ka vispār dusmām nav pamats rasties.
You are getting angry because you think you're the center of this universe.
Jūs kļūstat dusmīgs, tāpēc, ka jūs domājat, ka esat šī visuma centrs.
That's why you're getting angry.
Tas tāpēc, jūs kļūstat dusmīgs.
If you'll always remember, Krishna is the center and he's in charge, not me.
Un jūs vienmēr atcerēsieties, ka centrā ir Krišna un viņš ir atbildīgs par visu.
Then you'll never get angry.
Tad jūs nekad nesat.
And you won't have to worry about it coming out in bizarre ways.
Un tad jums nebūs jāuztraucās par to, ka dusmas izpaužas dažādos dīvainos veidos.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
Hare Krishna. If you preach little and we don't distribute books, you don't go out, does it mean that our chanting is useless, that it's inattentive? And vice versa, that if our chanting is attentive, then whether this desire to preach appears? Если мы мало выходим на улицу и мало проповедуем, означает ли это, что мантра, которую мы воспеваем, она как бы бесполезна для нас, то есть мы невнимательно ее повторяем? И с другой стороны, если мы будем повторять внимательно, то появится ли это желание проповедовать?
Это то, что мы слудинам и испытаем грамоту, следствием про то, как мы мантрас откатываемся, nav pietiekoši uzmanīgi un otrādi, vai ja mēs uzmanīgi atkārtojam mantru, vai tad no tā parādīsies vēlme sludināt, un jautājums, no kurienes rodas šī vēlme sludināt.
If one is not preaching, if one is preaching very rarely and is not distributing books, does it mean that one's chanting is not attentive enough? Or and
not necessarily.
And vice versa.
No,
if we chant attentively, do our desire to preach increase? Does our desire to preach increase?
Certainly, the more you can dive into Nam, the more you become inspired that is Shivat Nam.
Atbildes pirmo daļu, nē, tas nav tā saistīts, bet attiecībā uz to, jo vairāk, jo uzmanīgāk mēs skandējam, jo jā, vairāk, man kāds šeit, vairāk jūs grimdējaties svētajā vārdā, jo vairāk rodas vēl un to izplatīt.
Next question. And Manaji back there.
Hare Krishna. Скажите, пожалуйста, если
сознании Кришны, то каким образом можно улучшить свое происхождение в следующих жизнях? И как это может отражаться в зависимости от прошлых карм? Ну,
связь с будущей жизнью, с прошлой
кармой.
Jautājums ir par nākamās dzīves saistību ar iepriekšējām karmām un ar iepriekšējo karmu un to, ka šajā dzīvē tu esi bhakta.
The question is about the relationship between next life, next birth, and being a devotee, and how it will be reflected in the next life, and how the next life is connected with the previous karma as well.
Yam yam bhavi smaram bhavam jajandante kalevaram tam tam me vaiti konteya sadata bhavabhavata. Krishna explains Bhagavad Gita chapter 8 text number 6.
Astotās nodaļas devītās nodaļas sestajā pantā Krishna izskaidro.
Whatever state of being you remember when you quit your body, that state you will attain without fail.
Kādā prāta stāvoklī tu nebūtu brīdī, kad tu atstāji ķermeni, tādu stāvokli tu arī sasniegsi.
So you're creating your next birth right now. Your next body is being created.
Jūsu nākamais ķermenis, nākamā dzimšana notiek šobrīd.
What are you contemplating? Are you contemplating Krishna or sense gratification?
Par ko jūs apcerat? Jūs domājat un apcerat par Krishnu vai par maņu apmierināšanu?
What is the central point of your consciousness now? Is it sense gratification or devotional service?
Kas ir jūsu apziņas galvenais punkts šobrīd? Vai tās ir maņu apmierināšana or sense gratification? Or
what is the central point of your consciousness? So the absorption, what are you absorbed in? Sense gratification or bhakti?
Vai bhakti.
So if your consciousness is absorbed in sense gratification, you'll become and take another material body again to satisfy your sense gratificatory desires.
Un, ja jūsu apziņa ir gremdējusies maņu apmierināšanā, tad nākamajā dzīvē jūs saņemsiet kārtīgu materiālu ķermeni, lai varētu šīs vēlmes piepildīt.
Or if your desire is you want to please Krishna,
taču, ja jūs vēlmes ir apmierināt Krishna,
then you will get a suitable body for pleasing Krishna.
Tad jūs saņemsiet atbilstošu ķermeni, lai iepriecinātu Krishna.
If your only desire is to please Krishna, you'll get a spiritual body in your next life.
Ja jūsu vienīgā vēlme ir iepriecināt Krishna, tad jūs saņemsiet garīgu ķermeni.
But if you have any tinge of material desire, you get a material body in your next life.
Ja jums ir kaut nedaudz gripatiņas materiālo vēlmi, tad jūs saņemsiet materiālu ķermeni.
So it simply depends on your consciousness.
Tas viss ir atkarīgs no jūsu apziņas.
What are you thinking about?
Par ko jūs domājat?
What are you contemplating as you go through your day?
Ko jūs apcerat dienas laikā?
You're creating your next life by what you're contemplating.
Jūs radāt savu nākamo dzīvi, attiecībā saskaņā ar to, ko jūs apcerat.
Okay. All right, next question. Yes.
Jātājums arī par prākums materiālām dusmām. Un, ja viņam bija materiāls dusmas, tad viņš bija tīrs vakta un, piemēram, un otrs puses, vai tiem aktām var būt materiāls dusums, piemēram, Prabhupāda, vai bija kādreiz materiāls dusums?
If Brahma had material anger, can we say that he was a pure devotee?
Yes.
And the second part,
yes, we can. Because he's in a certain position where he's in charge of the material mode of passion. He's the predominating deity of passion. So that's his whole mode. He's in charge of it. So sometimes he may manifest that, and that's not really an impurity on his part, even though it's material.
Jā, mēs varam tā teikt, tāpēc, ka viņa gadījumā viņš bija atbildīgs par šo te kaislības gunu, un viņš bija pilnīgi te gremdējies tajā kaislības gunā, un tāpēc tas, ka viņš dažkārt izpaud materiālās dusmas, neliecina par to, ka viņš nebūtu tīrs.
Actually, it was a divine pastime for Lord Shiva to appear, actually.
Un patiesībā tā bija devišīga spēle, kā parādīties kungam.
But don't think, because Brahmā's material anger was okay, that my material anger is okay.
Bet nedomājiet tā, ka dēļ tā, ka Brahmas materiālās dosmas ir pieņemamas, manas materiālās dosmas ir pieņemamas.
Sometimes great personalities do things, but we cannot imitate that.
Dažkārt dižanas personības dara šādas lietas, bet mēs nedrīkstam tās imitēt.
Liberated souls can sometimes do things that appear to be material, but we cannot imitate.
Atbrīvotas dvēseles dažkārt var darīt tādas lietas, kas izskatās materiāls, bet mēs to nedrīkstam. And the second part was,
okay.
Srila Prabhupada, did he ever express material anger?
No.
Nē, Prabhupada nekad neizpauda materiālas dusmas.
But he experienced tons of spiritual anger. Especially the botched Vyasa Puja in Japan. His anger was so heavy. They didn't know how to do a Vyasa Puja. There was no flowers. And Prabhupada said, where's the pushpa? Which is Hindi, you know, for flowers, but they didn't know what Prabhupada was talking about. They thought he was talking about pushpana rice. So someone went in the kitchen and started cooking rice. And Prabhupada was finally, there was this whole thing was being filmed by a camera crew, can you imagine?
Un to visu filmēšanas komanda.
Prabhupada was so angry, he said, this is not Vyas Puja, this is a disgrace.
Prabhupada bija tik dusmīgs, viņš teica, tā nav Vyas Puja, tas ir kauns.
And he stormed out of the room.
Un viņš izmetās ārā.
He left the Vyas Puja celebration.
Viņš atstāja savu Vyas Puja svinības.
He canceled the Vyas Puja. This is not Vyas Puja. This is a disgrace. And he stormed out of the temple room and went back to his room. Devotees were devastated. Oh my, what a... And that they had Prabhupada, then they very humbly came begging Prabhupada to forgive their offenses. And and then Prabhupada told them how to actually do Vyas Puja, which they did the following day. So Prabhupada could be very, very, very angry. We would just rip your heart apart, his anger, rip your heart apart. That's for the purpose of training his disciples. Prabhupada said, actually, I'm never angry at you, my disciple. But I have to show anger to train you. There's another pastime, but our time is up. So we'll stop here. And we thank you all very much for your participation. Everyone's invited now. We're having a celebration on Saturday in Kaunas. Devotees are celebrating my birth, Vyas Puja. We're going to have a big festival. Everybody's invited to come. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
His grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari Maharaj ki jai.